Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Cassidine, aka Sodine, and welcome to another episode of Sodine's Soapbox. Yes. Here on Sodine's Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it, get into it. Sak pase, chingus. How you doing? How you doing? All right. We are officially in 2023. So happy New Year's, everyone. Happy New Year. If you are new to my podcast, I want to welcome you. Pull up a chair, pull up a pillow, get comfortable, relax. If you're on your way to work, grab your coffee. If you're at home chilling, grab some tea, grab some wine, grab whatever is your flavor. Kick off your shoes and relax your feet and just kick it with me. And if you are a returning listener, welcome, welcome. Again, Happy New Year. We are officially in 2023, y'all. Can you believe it? And with entering officially 2023, this is the last episode of season 2 of Sodine's Soapbox. Oh my God. Y'all, I can't even believe I'm saying that I've at the end of a second season, meaning I've put out at least 20 episodes. That is crazy. 20 episodes? Especially for someone like me who didn't even think I could have a podcast or start one, and your girl already put out like 20 episodes. A miracle. But all right, before we jump into today's episode and all the nitty gritty, y'all already know what time it is. Please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come talk to me. Come chat with me. How was your New Year's? How did you celebrate it? Did you celebrate it with family and friends? Did you go out? Did you stay at home and just show up in the living room with your fancy pajamas? How did you celebrate your New Year? I'm curious to know. For me, I think I mentioned it before already. My New Year's was pretty low key, pretty chill. Had a friend come over. We talked, we laughed, we ate good food. And for the most part, it was mad chill. It was mad low key, but it was more my style. It was just what I wanted. Even though I did want to go to like a New Year's Eve party this year, I think it was just perfect the way I entered into the new year with just friends and just kind of really, like I said, just on a chill vibe. So I like that for myself. And then of course, New Year's Day was on a Sunday. So I was able to go into the new year worshiping and being in the house of the Lord because, you know, your girl is a church girl. So that's what we did. But yes, so today, as I said before, is the final episode of season 2. So what that means is your girl is going to be taking herself a little break. And honestly, I need one. I really do need one. Not just from recording, but school has been like stressful and cumbersome and tiring. Not to say I don't love what I do, but your girl needs a break mentally, physically, emotionally. Like, I need a break. I'm definitely looking forward to this little mini vacation that I'm about to take. I'm going to get in more details because we're going to jump right into our Sodine's life update. Okay, so like I said, I'm going to be taking a little break. School is actually finished here. For those of you who don't know, school systems here in Korea run a little bit different. Generally, they have a longer winter break, and that's usually the end of the school semester because schools here in Korea start in March, and then they go all the way through till about maybe July or August, and then they have a short summer break. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's 3 weeks, sometimes it's 4 weeks. But for the most part, summer vacations are pretty short. And then second semester picks up generally around August, September, and you plow all the way through till January. And then that's when, like, for our eighth graders and our seniors, we do a graduation ceremony for them. And basically, that is the end of the school year. So for me, the school year is already ended. So your girl has completed her third year as a teacher. Even for me, child, that's a shock. I keep saying this, but 10 years ago, if you would have told me that I would have been a teacher, let alone a teacher overseas, I would have laughed at you. Because my father's a teacher, and I always said I didn't want to be like him in that type of way, because I saw how like stressful and how much of a headache and how difficult it was to teach, because he specifically teaches like high school and he does like different variations of history. But I was like, I don't see myself doing that type of role. But to be here now and 3 years in, I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. This is legit crazy. But here I am. So yeah, school is finished, but I'm technically not done, because as a native English speaker or native English speaking teacher, I have to, by obligation, I have to set up English camp. So it's generally 3 to 5 days, depending on your school. Some can be longer, but the minimum is supposed to be 3 days. For me, I have 5, where it's basically literally what it is English camp. And I can design what I want, create a theme for what I want to focus on for the students. And so for this year, I have middle school and high school. Middle school in the morning, and I teach them for 2 hours. And then high school in the afternoon for 2 hours. And there's 2 different themes that I've created for them, just because obviously learning level wise, they're on different bases. So like for my mornings, I have a Pokemon theme that I'm doing for them. So that just requires like a lot of energy, especially my middle schoolers. They just require a lot of energy. And then in the afternoons, I have a Harry Potter theme that I'm doing for my high schoolers, because most of my high schoolers love Harry Potter. So your girl is exhausted. And I've only started on this past Friday, and I still have like 4 more days to go. So child, I'm exhausted. I am exhausted. But luckily for me, by the end of January, your girl is taking herself on a little trip. I won't say where, because I plan to talk about it once I come back from season 3. But yeah, I'm going on a trip for a couple of weeks. So the end of season 2 happens to line up perfectly, which I set it up that way. So that way, like while I'm gone, I'm also on vacation. So my vacation and my break from the podcast can kind of fall together. But yeah, I'm taking a trip. I haven't left Korea in 3 years. So this is long overdue for me. Like I'm excited to go out of the country and explore and travel. I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, so that's like my main life update, is that school is finished, but I'm still technically working because I have English camp. And then after that, your girl is going to be out of the country. I'm looking forward to that for real, because baby, when I say I'm exhausted, I'm exhausted. Other than that, as far as life updates goes for me, I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but for me, 2023 has just been so good. Like we on a roll, and I'm gonna talk about it more later in the actual episode, because that's pretty much like what I want to talk about in today's episode, is the things that I hope for and the things that I'm in expectation for in 2023. But so far, 2023 has been kicking off like strong for me, and I'm just like, okay God, I see you. Like dang, we not wasting no time, we just rolling with the punches. And I'm like, I'm here for it, I'm not mad. But yeah, let's see. Outside of that, I think I've said before, February 4th is the 1 year anniversary of my baby. Oh my God, she's about to be 1 year old. I still haven't decided what I want to do for the anniversary yet. So if you have any ideas, anything you want to see, make sure you hit me up on my socials and let me know what you'd like to see. If you want me to do like a live session where like I kind of go live on my page and we chop it up for the 1 year anniversary, let me know what you would want to see. Because I'm not really sure what to do for my 1 year anniversary, because this is like all new to me. So I'm willing to take any advice, any information, like whatever. Maybe I do like the top 10 moments in soapbox, like where I chop and screw different portions of each episode from season one to season two, and I make like a compilation episode and it'd be like that. I don't know, like top five moments, top 10 moments, or I have so many ideas in my head, but I really just don't know what to do. So I am open to any ideas, any suggestions on what you would like to see for the anniversary episode. All right. So I think that's pretty much it for life updates, because like I said, there's really not much going on right now. It is cold outside. Your girl's also recovering from I had the flu, if I'm being honest. This week, I was like, I came into the new year sick, funny enough. Like, even though the year started off really well, I came into the new year sick. My head was pounding. I was sneezing. My right ear was hurting. My throat was hurting me. I was like, yo, what is really going on? Thank God it wasn't COVID, because that was the first thing I did was take a COVID test to check, and it was negative. So I think just in general, I had the flu. I was supposed to take the flu shot, but there's not a place here where I live, because I think I've mentioned this before. I live pretty remote. I live on an island. And so there's no place that I could take the flu shot here on the island. I would have to go into the city to do that. But the way things work around here in Korea is that most of the places are open during the time that you're at work. So for example, the bank. The bank is open during the same hours as I am at work. So the only way, if I need something done at the bank, I have to either go during my lunch break or use some PTO time to leave work early so that I can go to the bank and get things done. Because I get off at 4:30 and the bank closes at 4:30. So it's not like back in America where, you know, people get off at 5 and the bank is still open, or you can go to certain, you know, any location that you need to do certain businesses and it's still open. That's not the case here. Most places run on the same time. So it's like, unless you work later, like if you work, say, 10 to 6 or 11 to 7 or something like that, you can't get a lot of errands done, because 9 times out of 10, when you get off work, they getting off work. So it's crazy. Like, that's probably the downside of a lot of things here in Korea. Like, I know I praise the convenience and how cheap things are, but I think that's one of the main annoyances. It's like, if you're trying to go to the bank, you have to go during work hours, because, and a lot of the times they're not open on the weekends too. It's not like, oh, back in America again, you could go on Saturday and they're open for half the day. They don't be open on Saturdays. There are very few banks that are actually open on Saturdays. And then you have to cut that in half by the amount of banks that actually are foreigner friendly and can speak English and this and the third. So child, I've been trying to open up a savings account for the past 3 years and haven't been able to, because I just don't have the time to get off work to go to the bank. And not only that, the bank that is closest to me doesn't have English speaking services. So I have to go with a coworker to help handle it for me. So it's just, it's a whole mess in and of itself. Child, So when I wanted to get the flu shot, it's not a place around here that I can get the flu shot. Like, I gotta travel, you know, to a land far, far away to get the flu shot. So your girl ended up getting the flu this week. That's what I'm thinking I got, because the way I was just feeling those first 4 days, I'm like, okay, this isn't COVID, because again, I took the test. I know usually when the seasons change, I get really bad sinus infection. It always happens guaranteed around March and April. I always get a really bad sinus infection because of the way the season changes so drastically. We go from this freezing cold to all of a sudden the weather starts warming up and I get a bad sinus infection. So I'm like, this isn't that. I don't know what this is, because I'm not someone that really gets sick like that outside of that sinus infection that I get every year in March and April. Guaranteed, no matter what I do, no matter how much emergency I take, no matter how much vitamin C I take regularly, B12, whatever, I always get a sinus infection in March and April. But this, I was like, this is different. I don't know what this is. So I think I had the flu, but I apologize. So if I say nasally or anything like that, it's because I'm coming down from that. But all right, I digress. Let's get into today's episode. But of course, before we do, you know, we got to jump into our church announcements. So here they are. All right, y'all already know your girl is a small content creator. There's only one thing that I ask of you, my listeners, and that's to show how much you love my podcast.
So what I need for you guys to do is to head over to Podchaser and find this podcast. Leave your girl 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And to write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. Your girl is actually coming up on a whole year. Like, my baby's about to have her first birthday. And I would just really appreciate it if you would just rate my podcast 4 or 5 stars. And it has to be specifically Podchasers, because I know I have some listeners who listen on Google, who listen on Apple or Spotify. But the thing is that the recognition and the acknowledgement comes through Podchasers. That's where you get sponsorships. That's where you get any type of accolades. It comes through Podchasers. That's why I specifically indicate that's where you need to go. So here's what you guys need to do. Simple instructions. Simple. As a teacher, I'm going to give you the steps 1, 2, 3. Step number 1, go to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Step number 2, find your favorite podcast. That's this one, Sorin's Soapbox. That's Sorin apostrophe S. Soapbox. Step number 3. When you find your favorite podcast, this one, you're going to leave me 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then you're going to write 1 to 2 lines saying why you love this podcast. Okay? See? 3 easy steps. It'd be that set. Fini. Finito. Kunasa. Finished. And that's it. And it does so much for someone like me, who's a small content creator, just trying to grow her platform. That's all I ask, and I thank you in advance for helping me, because then it allows me to continue to make content just for you. So again, I thank you in advance, and that is the end of our church announcements.
Okay, so we are jumping into today's episode as our final episode, basically just talking about what I want to see in 2023. So I'm titling this episode 2023 and Me, kind of playing off of the 23andMe ancestry thing. But there's a lot of things I really want to see. Some things that I already have been doing and started off already last year in 2022, as far as like solo traveling and going out on dates and really just exploring and learning more about myself, those will obviously stay and remain, and I obviously just want to expand on doing those things in 2023. I don't know about right now, because like I said, it's cold and I hibernate in the cold, but hopefully come the springtime I want to get back out and going out to festivals and going out to explore different cities, because Korea is very big, even though like it's small in comparison to like the States, but like there's so many cities, so many places that I really want to explore. Like I want to go to Mokpo, which is like the city in the south, and it has these cable cars that go over the water. I want to go to Yangyang, which is like this surfing city. And even though, child, your girl don't surf, but I heard it's just, especially in the summertime, it be lit over there. So I want to go there. I want to go to the DMZ line, which is obviously the border between North and South Korea. I would like to go there. There's a lot. There's a green tea field here in Korea that I want to visit. There's just so many cities, so many places that I really want to explore that in 2023, I want to continue that, because I started doing that last year. And then I kind of, once it started to get cold, I kind of slowed down on that. And then especially, you know, Halloween was really horrific here. And then as it got colder, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stay my behind in the house, which is what I've pretty much done so far. But once it starts warming back up a little bit, I want to get back out there and start exploring and traveling and doing just a lot of things. So I want to continue that. I don't know if there's any book nerds who listen to my podcast. I'm a major book nerd, but I have been letting myself down these past 2 years. I used to be able to read, on average, 50 books in a year, no problem. And I fly through books pretty easy. Like, I'm a pretty fast reader. I used to be able to read 50 books in a year. In the past 2 years, your girl has only read 12. I know for some people, it's like, okay, you're probably just more busy, you have more responsibilities, which is true. but I want to get back to reading books again. I really want to get back. So I set myself to just 12 this year, but I'm hoping I exceed that. Because last year I set my goal to 24 books and I only read like 13. No, I read 14 books. And so I feel ashamed for myself. So this year I'm setting the goal that I really would, even though I'm setting it at 12 books, I'm hoping I can read at least 24, maybe a little bit more, but we'll see. So that's one of the things that I'm kind of expecting for myself for 2023. So I guess you could say like this is a kind of a list of not resolutions, because I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but like New Year's expectations or desires, something along those lines. But yeah, I'd like to read more books this year. I think another thing is I think I want to start getting a Korean tutor sometime this year as well, because when I first got to Korea, I had a tutor at the school and I would meet with them twice a week, and that kind of helped me to get better at my Korean. But since my tutors left, I really haven't focused on my Korean as much as I want to. Like, I did buy Rosetta Stone and I have used it here and there, but I haven't been diligent about it. And I think for the most part, my reason for that is I don't have anybody here that's in close proximity to me that I can practice and have a conversation with. Because I've said this before when I talked about making friends here, most of my coworkers, the ones that are comfortable speaking English, they have no problem speaking to me. My other teachers though, the ones that have little to no English or just shy in general, because baby, I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting minding my business and a teacher that I just knew up and down didn't speak English because the way they avoided me like the plague, all of a sudden came up to me and was like, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And I stared at them like a deer in headlights, because I was like, excuse me? Did you just speak to me in English? And it'd be like very, like I understood them clearly. It wasn't like there was a stutter or anything like that. And even if they did, that's fine, because English is obviously not their first language, but it's the way that they spoke just so confidently. And I'm just like, where was this confidence in any other time? Because you literally see me and you run in the opposite direction like I'm a bill collector. Like, what's going on here? So a goal for me is I want to set up a tutor that I could talk to one-on-one to kind of help me so that I feel a little bit more confident in my Korean. Because baby, like, even though I know enough to get around and ask for what I need, order food at a restaurant, get on transportation, buy things, and whatever else the case may be, I'm not a conversationalist that, like, if I'm sitting at the lunch table, I can join in the conversation that is happening at lunch. 9 times out of 10, I mean, they talk fast anyway. Same way when people say they hear English, they think we talk fast. They be talking fast. I don't know what they're talking about, and I'm not necessarily included in the conversation. So for me, I want to at least be able to increase my Korean level so that I can engage to some extent in the conversation and with other people. So that's something else that I kind of want to jump into this year that I'm hoping that I can arrange or set up. I think something else I want to do is just start pouring into like my hobbies and activities. For example, when I came here to Korea, I wanted to join a dance class and start taking, get back into dance again and do all of that. I don't live anywhere near a dance studio. So I think for me this year, one of the things I want to do is start watching dance tutorials on YouTube and just learning different choreographies and dances to different songs. Not necessarily K-pop songs, because I don't know. Shout outs to the people who spend hours upon hours upon hours learning K-pop choreography, but it's not me. I want to watch a tutorial and learn a Britney Spears choreography or Janet Jackson choreography or a Normani or somebody else. Like, I'm not saying that if there's a pop song, a K-pop song that I like, that I won't learn a choreography for, but I think I'm starting to get to the point where I'm a little over K-pop, if I'm being honest. K-pop is slowly starting to like fizzle out for me. I still enjoy it. I still love it. If I hear a good bop, it's a bop. But other than that, it's like the K-pop groups start getting younger and younger. They all start looking the same. And I don't know if that, I can't necessarily blame it on the members. I know a lot of the times it just has to do with how the labels market them and push them and promote them. But I'm like, these K-pop groups starting to get younger and younger. They lack originality. They lack just they lack songwriting capabilities. The beats all sound the same. And I'm just like, child, give me something else. Give me something else, because this ain't it. And I'm not even saying that because I used to be I'm asking y'all to read between the lines, a blue t-shirt fan. But the fact is like, even for them, after a certain like era, they started sounding the same and just doing the same things. And I was just like, all right, this ain't it for me. Like, I'm kind of over it. So I'm kind of just shifting gears. And I think I just want to do what I loved, and that's always been dance. So I think I want to start doing dance choreographies and learning dance tutorials and things like that. Really outside of that, I think everything I'm just putting in God's hands, if I'm being 100% transparent. One of the things I'm really going to take seriously in 2023 is that I'm not in control of anything. Because when I try to take control of things, it means I'm sitting in God's seat. And I don't have no business in God's seat at all. I don't have no business. I don't have no power. All I'm doing is cosplaying or dressing up for Halloween when I think I'm in control. So for me this year, I'm like, I'm going to be a passenger princess. Jesus, take the wheel in all form. Because if I take the wheel, we can end up in a ditch somewhere. So I'm going to be a passenger princess and learn to just relinquish my control from any and everything and recognize that my future has already been not preordained or predestined. I won't say that, but he already knows the full picture. And all I have to do is just be where I'm supposed to be, because my steps are ordered. So this year, I'm like, I'm not taking control of nothing. I'm not in control of anything. If something goes left, I'll be like, well, it is what it is. I'm just going to keep rolling with the punches. Obviously, that's easier said than done, especially for someone like me who likes to know what's going on, what's going to happen next, where are we going next, this, that, and the third. I'm a very type A personality. But I recognize the freedom in realizing I'm not in control. And I heard this perfect analogy about releasing control is when you're a child, you just wake up and the orange juice is in the refrigerator. The cereal is already there. You didn't do anything to get that cereal there to make the orange juice appear. But when you're the adult, you got to work for the orange juice. You got to go out to buy the orange juice. You got to go pick out the orange juice. You got to cut coupons for the orange juice. There's so much that goes into being an adult versus when you just realize, again, this is from a Christian perspective, that you're the child and God is the parent. You're like, you know what? You worry about the orange juice. I'ma just sit here and wait for the breakfast to appear. I didn't have to buy for the breakfast. I didn't have to pay for the breakfast. I didn't have to work for the breakfast. I'm just gonna sit at this table and let you figure out how you gonna provide me the breakfast. Cause I've said this before, adulting is ghetto. So if God is telling me, let me be the adult in our relationship, let me be the parent, hey, you ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me. So I think for me, when I heard that analogy, it just clicked in my head that I don't want to take control. I don't want to have control. And I realized that if I really want to walk into my spoil me era, my soft life, that means I really do have to relinquish control. Because how are you going to be spoiled if you're trying to control the blessing that's coming your way? Nah, I'm good. I can't be like, oh no, don't give me this, don't give me that. I want it like this. Now you're doing too much. So I don't want control of none of that. So 2023, I've released control. I'm the child and I'm releasing control. And again, easier said than done. But the way my first week of 2023 has turned out, I'm like, okay, I see what things look like when I decide to get up out of the Lord's seat and let him be in control and let him navigate how things are supposed to go. So if this week was just a preview, a trailer, a teaser, baby, I'm a passenger princess. You can dub me that all 2023. I am a passenger princess. Jesus, take the wheel, take the car, take the engine, take the whole daggone thing, because I don't want nothing to do with it. You got it. But yeah, I think just in general, I look forward to 2023. I just feel like this is going to be, and I don't say this a lot, I don't say this often, but I'm going to say this today as like a way to come back and be like, okay, I said it on this day. But I feel like 2023 is my year. And I don't say that often. I don't say that often. I'm not the type of person to be like, this is the year that da-da-da-da-da. Like, baby, let me tell you, when after the Pandarosa in 2020 and we had to ring in the new year for 2021, I didn't say Happy New Year. I took a shot and yelled at Jumanji because I wanted this game to be over. I yelled out Jumanji. When I stepped into 2021, I treaded lightly because I didn't know what was going to come around. And even 2022, like, things slowly started coming around for me. And as I said before, in the 22 things that 2022 taught me, I learned that God got me. I learned that that was the year of so much more, that my expectation was too low, and that there was so much more that was in store for me. But 2023, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to say it here and now. I feel like 2023 is my year. And I don't even know how and what way this year is my year, but I feel like this is the year that my entire life gets flipped upside down. And I'm going to be shook. And of course, I will take you guys along the ride with me for the good, the bad, and the ugly. But I really feel like 2023 is the year that things start to shift for me. Things start to change for me. And I hope the same thing for you. I hope whoever is listening to this episode, I pray that you dream with no boundaries in 2023, that you tap into your childlike dreams and you strive for whatever dreams that you had back then, and you figure out how to make those dreams come to pass now. I hope that every place that you step your feet is blessed. I hope that you find a random $100 in your pocket or in your purse. I hope that you receive an email from the job that you desired and they say, we want you on the job. When can you start? I hope that you pass the test that you've been studying for so long. And when you sit down for the test, all the answers just come to you so quickly and you pass. I hope that opportunities that you thought had passed you by start knocking on your door one after the other, like a tidal wave, and it just overflows and it just overtakes you. I hope that you have peace in 2023. No more anxiety and depression and battling whether you are good enough, because learn today, you are good enough. You are good enough, not based off your work, not based off what you do, not based on who you're connected with, just because you are. I hope 2023 is everything that you desire and more. I hope that people compliment you on how you look today, that your hair is always fly and not a piece of hair out of place. I pray that no humidity from my natural girls will touch your hair and that silk press stays intact. I hope that your makeup for all my ladies stays in place and people start complimenting you. I hope that everything that you touch doubles, triples, quadruples in blessings. I'm telling you right now, I feel like 2023 is going to be an amazing year, not just for me, but for everybody I speak to and for everybody I'm connected to. That's how serious I am. I don't know what's going to happen in this year, but I just have a good feeling about this year and I cannot wait. And I hope the same things happen in your life, that any obstacles, any trials, anything, all of that just gets pushed out of the side and it is smooth sailing for you. That's what I hope for everybody in 2023. So I'm excited. So I'm not going to make this episode too long because, you know, sometimes I get a little bit long-winded, but your girl be ranting. That's what I do. So we're not going to do that today. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up again. If you like today's episode, make sure you come and chat with me on my socials. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. Shameless Listo. Come talk to me and let me know, what are your plans for 2023? What are your desires for 2023? What do you hope happens in this new year? But also, tell me ideas for the anniversary episode, because your girl don't know. I don't know. We're going to think of something though. So I'd love to know what your ideas are for the anniversary episode. What are your plans for 2023? Just come talk to me. And of course, you guys already know. Make sure you head over to podchaser.com, find this podcast, Sorting Soapbox, and make sure you give me 4 or 5 stars and leave 1 to 2 lines on why this is your favorite podcast. So I'm thankful. I'm so grateful that I could do another season with you guys. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for all your encouraging words and for just being here on this journey with me. I hope to see you guys in season 3 because I'm telling you right now, there is so much to come, okay? So until then, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya!